Yesterday we talked about eyeballs. Today we talk about travel. That is how varied this show is. This is Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You with Arielle and Ned. That's Ned Donovan. I'm Arielle. Ned has a tip for us today about travel. Go ahead.
I sure do. And this is an extension of a tip I've given in the past. This one is about travel, especially if you live in a metropolitan area with multiple train stations or multiple airports, right, where you're picking flights based on usually cheapest price. Often you're saying, how cheaply can I get out of here? And especially if you live in New York, that gives you 3+ airports. If you go up to Westchester, make it 4. If you go out to Long Island, make it 5, that you can choose from. And often the lowest price varies depending on airline and airport and all that. But the thing that people don't usually take into account is how much does it cost you to get to an airport, right? For me, LaGuardia is close, JFK is the farthest, and from a time perspective, Newark is somewhere in between the two. But often JFK is the cheaper flight option for me, but only by maybe $5-$10, right? But the taxi ride out there, or the air train if I go catch public transit, is significantly more expensive than just going to LaGuardia. So often when I'm calculating my flights, I say, okay, how's that plus the Uber ride or plus the air train amount to make sure that I'm not actually spending more money for something that's also farther away from me. That is my tip of the day, is always be checking how much it costs against your time in total, not just the flight cost.
Thank you, Ned, for that tip. I will take it into account when I plan my next travels. We hope you do too, listeners. Let us know where you're headed in the comments on this video or in the ratings and reviews. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll be back tomorrow with another tip that may or may not help you.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.